secret of highly successful network marketers, which I, you know, we all read all the time, and I suggest you take a look at that one, because whatever you can glean, even if you can get one aha from a whole book and digest it and put it into your repertoire of things, it's really worth it. And it's really my honor now to turn the call directly over to this amazing reader, Lenny Evans.
Oh, thank you, Donna. Good morning, everybody. Oh, I'm so grateful and excited this morning, and I welcome all of you onto our call. I'm standing outside in the snow, and I love it because it's different than rain, right? And it only happens in St. George maybe once a year like this, and it's just beautiful. It'll all be gone later today, so I'm just out here enjoying it. I love it so much. It's so beautiful. And I just want to just really honor and acknowledge each one of you as you contemplate, you know, this journey that we're on about life and how we do get to learn and put into practice the things that we learn and know for ourselves if they're true or not. We get to gain a testimony of each law, law by law. And the man who I follow in that and who inspires me so much every day is someone who is dedicated. He has dedicated his life to testing the laws, living the laws, and helping us understand those laws that will bless us really forever as we understand and come into an understanding of them. So he's a doctor of the law. He was a mechanic, and now he's a multimillionaire, and that would be my brother, Dave MacArthur. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Lenny. Good morning. Happy snowing Monday. You know,
I
think
it your driveway.
Yeah, it snowed like 3/4 of an inch to maybe an inch, and school got canceled. We get the call. I get it on my cell phone from the district. It's a recording. It rings the home phone. You know, just kind of funny. My daughter, who's staying here with us, you know, she just left, and they've been here, her and her family, for the last couple of days, and she said, have they invented snow plows here yet in St. George? And I'm like, I don't think so. So, yeah, it's really pretty outside. The plants aren't quite sure what's going on. But anyway, yeah, you know, the laws, I was just thinking, you know, a law, there's so many of them, and we're still learning more and more of them. And a law is nothing more than something that's immutable. Every time you enact or institute that law, it produces the same result. No matter what the circumstances is, no matter what the situation, no matter who it is, male, female, old, young, middle-aged, 3/4 old, I don't know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you live. When you enact the law, it produces the same result every time for everyone, and that's why it's called a law. And there are universal laws that we can enact, and Jack Canfield calls a book that he wrote, The Laws of Success. Success isn't a right that's given to somebody because there's something special about them. It's because they've aligned themselves with those laws that produce those effects. And so, you know, the more laws we learn and apply and become law-abiding citizens, universal law-abiding citizens, the more success we have. It's just, that's the way it goes. And whether you believe that or understand it, it doesn't matter, Bob Proctor says. That's the way it is. So, yeah, we want to empower each other, and we want to move ourselves and the world forward in a positive way. And there's a law that, you know, Lenny and I, we did a call Saturday. I call it the Saturday Entrepreneurial Call. And I wish it would have been recorded because it moved people to tears on that call. I got so many text messages after it, and it didn't get recorded, and that was my fault. I wish it would have been. And it was on the law of enthusiasm. And I was doing some personal study Saturday morning, and I came across in my searching just for some, it's just kind of interesting how we run upon or come up on things on the internet. And one of them was inspire, and it was by a person who loves that word. It's to breathe upon or into something, or to breathe life into. So we want to inspire people. We want to inspire people to reach higher. And this particular person said they didn't really like the word enthusiasm because they felt like that was a fake type of of action or how you would express yourself. Like enthusiasm is like, it can be over the top sometimes. And so that person in their paradigm and the things that they had learned, they thought that that word was a negative word, enthusiasm, until they came upon a teaching that told them what enthusiasm means and where it came from, what it was derived from. And this is what the person said. It's a great thing when somebody or something lights our fire. So that would be like somebody who inspires us. There are many people who inspire us. It's a great thing when they do that. But it's a lot more empowering if you create your own enthusiasm. So this was her introduction to, wait a second, but it's a lot more empowering if you can create your own enthusiasm. What does that mean? I thought that was a negative thing. And she said, 35 years ago, when I heard Earl Nightingale tell me that enthusiasm came from the Greek word entheos, which means God within, I changed my entire thought process by realizing that I cannot rely on things or other people to create it for me. So the person that's inspiring other people, that's great. We get lit up and we're excited in the moment, but what happens when we leave and we get back into our real world in our own environment? Not the environment of, you know, being around a bunch of people that are just as enthusiastic as we are and being inspired, you know, by the same speaker. So what happens? It's a greater thing to be able to create that type of excitement and inspiration and enthusiasm from within, when we can create it from within. So she continues on, empower people to seek or create their own enthusiasm from the inside out. So what if you could be in control of how excited you are every day? And there's the saying, is your attitude worth catching? Or people will come from miles to watch you burn, meaning that you're on fire. You're fired up about something. How would it be if you could create that on your own every day? And the answer is you can. And what she finished with is, in this online thing that I ran across, your job as a leader is to teach the same lesson to all of your people so that they might receive the same gift, a gift that altered my internal enthusiasm for the better forever. So really, that's the hope and desire and wish of like a true mentor, like a mentor with no name. There's a book called The Mentor with No Name or The Teacher with No Name, is they can help the student, the grasshopper, to create their own enthusiasm from within so they don't have to come to the weekend seminar every 6 months. They can create it on a daily basis, that enthusiasm. They can breathe into themselves life. And when you do that, it's contagious. I promise you it's contagious, and there's something else that goes along with this law of enthusiasm, which creates success, especially when you're aligned with the right vehicle, which we are. It's called Isagenics. So we got to get to the, you know, the leader's job is to help others to create their own enthusiasm from within, not be dependent on something outside of you, that you can do this. And there are steps that you do this. I do it. I work on it every day. It's something that I have that has become habitual for me because I like it. I like the results and I like how I feel. So we got to get to this place where we see the bigger picture. And Lenny, I want to hand this over to you for a second. It's not when you get in Isagenics, it's when Isagenics gets in you. And you have to earn that. Like a seed that grows and needs to be nurtured, we can cultivate and nurture that vision within us of Isagenics to where all of a sudden we're like, oh my gosh, this is bigger than I thought it was. So Lenny, I know that you train on this and you do this so well. You help people to see that greatness within them. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, how can somebody cultivate this for themselves on a daily basis?
Well, Dave, I'm so excited about this conversation. You and I quite possibly had our very best call on Saturday. And in a way, I'm glad it wasn't recorded because we're going to do it again and again and again and again. And I had the same amount of, you know, tons of people texting me, calling me in tears. I got Isagenics into me. And you're teaching us correct principles. And the law of enthusiasm and the law of inspiration says that it's an inside job. That's the basic principle and premise of those laws. It's an inside job. It doesn't happen from the outside. It happens from the inside. And when I came up with that all those years ago, it doesn't matter when you get into isogenics. What matters is when it gets into you. That's when the magic happens, and it's a three-step process very quickly. Step one, the products go in your body, your physical body, because this is a body-mind-soul journey. It's body-mind-soul. That's what we coach on. So body is the physical products, and you put them in, and you're like, wow, you put it to the test, you perform an experiment, and you know that passion starts to well up inside you, and you cannot shut up. Even if you try, you don't know what you're really talking about, but the passion is driving you. That's what's happening. It's so beautiful. And so as you look at that, Dave, then there are a group of people, and I don't know if the people listening are in this group, but you tell me if you are. Step two is you put the business model into your mind. You study. You absorb. You gather. You ask questions to your upline. You want to know the answer. I remember the day it happened to Dave. He put the product in his body, and he was telling everybody. But then he was driving back from a trip in Vegas to St. George, Utah, and he pulled over on the side of the road because I begged him to, because he was so excited. I thought a big old 18-wheeler was going to, like, run over him. And he's like, I got it. And he got the comp plan in his mind. And here's how you can do it. Watch the newest compensation plan video at isomovie.com over and over and over until you actually understand it and it goes into you at a very deep level, because then your knowledge on fire. Now you know, and it's not just the best product line in the world, it's the best vehicle in the world to provide freedom. That is a powerful place to be, but it's not the end of the journey. And then step three is you get the vision of isogenics into your soul. You become purpose on fire when your vision aligns with the vision of isogenics, which is to impact world health and free people from pain, both physical and financial. When you understand that we are here to serve other people, that is what it is. Jim Carrey said something so profound to me the other day, Dave, on a video. He said that our ability to affect other people is our highest value. It's our most important currency, is what he said. It's our highest and most important currency. Not money, not houses, not land, not real estate, not stocks and bonds. Our touch about people, the way we affect other people, is our highest currency that we possess. So that's the 1-2-3, Dave. The 1-2-3 is products in the body, passion on fire. A business in the mind, knowledge on fire. Vision in your heart, purpose on fire. Then you build your own inspiration and your own enthusiasm. And Dave, I want to say one more thing and then hand it back over to you to close out. Here's what I want to say. You said something just now that inspired me. You have no idea what you just did. And I want to share it, because you said, when we teach people how to inspire themselves, they don't need to go to the weekend every 6 months into that seminar, the motivational seminar. Motivation is external. Inspiration is internal. And so once you understand that you can generate your own inspiration and your own enthusiasm, you don't need to go to the workshops that are motivational every 6 months. Here's what you just taught me. You get to lead your own, because people will come from everywhere because they see that you have figured out how to inspire yourself. And when you inspire yourself, people come from everywhere to be inspired. That's pretty awesome, Dave. Thank you.
Yes. Chill everywhere. The principle of inspiring one's self. It's immutable. Yes. People will come because it's exactly like you said. You figured it out, and people are trying to figure it out. People are going in traffic every morning, every evening, on their way to work and on their way home, because they think they found the best way to figure it out. But they know it's not working, so there must be something more. So when somebody shows them the way and clears out this pathway for other people to follow, they're in, and they'll come from miles around. And isogenics is leading the way in that. And Lenny, you can attest to this. It doesn't happen on its own. And when I got into isogenics, I did everything you told me to do. I put myself out there. I immersed myself into the world of isogenics, and I learned my craft. And it's an effort. And it's also just a decision. It's just a decision. I just saw that the effects of that decision could be good in my life because I was watching what was happening for other people. Those weren't happenstance. That wasn't, you know, they weren't handpicked to have that success, and only they can have that success. And it's there for anybody. And I knew that every other vehicle I had tried up to this point didn't work. And it wasn't because of my lack of effort. I've always been one who's worked with a sense of urgency and a sense of excellence. But it wasn't working because I was in the wrong vehicle. See, even a doctor, they can help people, but it's more of like a Band-Aid approach help in a lot of cases when it comes to wellness. As a mechanic, I could fix people's cars, and that's needful, and I can make a living doing that. And you go on and on down the row of careers and occupations that people could pick out. You know, they could be a nurse, they could be a chiropractor, they could be a welder. It doesn't matter. Those are all occupations that are needed, but they don't facilitate you living your life to its fullest potential unless you love doing that. Earl Nightingale says, look, if the guy down on the corner gas station loves what he does and he's excited to get up every morning, then that's a successful person. But if you, for some reason, don't like what you're doing and you want more out of life, then you got to change the vehicle, and you got to focus on that vehicle. You got to jump in and immerse yourself into it. And I like fixing lives more than I do fixing cars, and that's the bottom line. And you mentioned it, Lenny. Isagenix is leading the way. They've set records in the industry that have not been set by anybody else in the wellness industry. Physical freedom, financial freedom. We throw those out, but really elaborating on those, just in closing here, you guys – I'm approaching 50 real soon here, and I feel like I'm 19. And not only do I feel like I'm 19, I'm doing things that I did when I was 19. And I'm not even as sore as I was when I did them when I was 19. This is an amazing, miraculous physical body that we have, and it always wants to thrive. It just needs the fuel to do it. And John Anderson, with the help of Bill Andrews and both of their genius and everything that John's known how to do his whole life, has now come into one great whole. It's called Isagenix, and it is freeing people physically, like unlike anything else. And then the financial freedom, man, if you don't understand what's going on, and congratulations to Emily and Hayden Vavra. You know, they just hit 10 star. That means they're making anywhere from like $949,000 a year up to, I think it was like $1.2 million, something like that, a year at 26 years old. I don't even know how many millionaires there are now. I think there's like 134, 136. And there are all kinds of people that are retiring themselves and their spouses from their jobs because profits are better than wages. And it's giving them the time freedom. And that's what we're looking for. My daughter at 23 years old has her time freedom through Isagenix, and she posted on Facebook just yesterday. I read it. It's about the time freedom that allows you to pursue what you feel is most important in your life, not when you can or when your job will allow you to and it keeps getting in the way. It lets you do it on the level that you want to. And that's what the company had set out to do. And because that's their intentions and their greatest desire, it happened. So, you know, I hope that in with this call that you're not just inspired, but that you've been given a tool to know that you can create enthusiasm from within yourself on a daily basis by jumping in, immersing yourself into the world of Isagenix. Go to local events. Go to the company events till you really get it. It took me about 4 months to really get the compensation plan. And then I cultivated that, though. Again, it was a decision. I cultivated my beliefs on purpose. Go to choosetobefree.today. Choosetobefree.today. Listen to Peter Kelly from the stage. Listen to Zach and Eden, and listen to you know, all these incredible trainers, the Cepedas and Lynn Hagedorn, and let them speak that belief into you. choosetobefree.today. It's all right there. And then we have some online, you know, live stream training that we put on that website. It's there to help you cultivate that on your own. So, Lenny, I'm, you know, I, as you know, as being responsible as leaders on this phone call, my goal is not to inspire, but to teach people how to create enthusiasm within themselves. And I hope we did that on this call today, and that you'll take that and through your own decision, you know, make that best decision for yourself on a daily basis. And don't depend on somebody outside of you. And people will come from miles around wanting to know what you're doing. Lenny?
Thank you, Dave. And I'm glad we did that, because there was a lot of people that were bummed out that we didn't record the call on Saturday, but we'll do another one. And you and I have been talking about doing a live stream around that.
Yes.
Anyway, the law of enthusiasm, that'd be a great live stream for you and me to do.
Yeah.
So everybody, you remember that word inspire means to breathe in. And so with that, let's, you know, and when Ralph Waldo Emerson says, as you decide what you want clearly and deliver it over to God and the universe, then God and angels and guardians and people and friends and all beings can help us. They come together and conspire, inspire. They breathe together to make your dreams reality.
And hey, Lenny.
We're just so grateful. We're honored to be here with you. And the more people that get it, it's a blessing to mankind, to our earth. And
hey.
It's beautiful. So let's take one breath in.
Hey, Lenny, real quick, one more thing.
Yes, brother.
Because you inspired me just now. Seek not to be inspired, but rather seek to inspire. And in Isagenix, that pays big money. Seek not to be inspired, seek to inspire. And that might be a big step, and it might be a challenge. That's why they need to come to the Bliss Retreat to learn how to get past the things that are stopping them mentally.
Yes.
But every one of us has the capacity to do that, especially with the vehicle that you're aligned with. Not about you, it's about the vehicle you're aligned with. And you just need to be that messenger to inspire others. So, sorry, I just wanted to say that.
Inspire. Are you kidding me? You could never say you're sorry to me. It's always blissful. It's always inspirational. And that is so true what you just said. So let's breathe in one time together on this call today. So get your spine straight as you can. Bring your shoulders up. Make sure your chin is level with the ground. And breathe in on three. One, two, three, breathe in. Just fill up your lungs. Not science, and breathe out. Navel goes into belly, get it all out. One more breath in. Vision in. Reality out. Now, we have 11 days till bliss. I think the last count we had 93 coming. And we're doing a call at the top of the hour for those that have already registered. We have room for a few more, maybe 10. If you're feeling inspired, we are going to get together in about 11 days here in St. George, Utah. Getting very exciting. We're also excited to have all of you come, and we're just grateful. So, everybody, have a wonderful Monday, miraculous Monday. Something miraculous is happening right now, and the more we believe that, like every moment, we have the moment. You know, we can't do anything about the past. That's just the story now, and the future is uncharted. It's now that determines everything that we do. Let's follow that bliss, follow the inspiration that we are generating inside of us, because all answers are inside. And the more we tap into that, the more we live on purpose in every moment and reach our fullest potential in every area. So, my dear friends, thank you. We're going to unmute the lines and do a 1, 2, 3 Isagenix and take on our Monday. Dave, thank you, and here we go. All right, let's go live. 1, 2, 3.
I did it!
That was annoying.